Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to be joined via Zoom today by Steve Fournier, who is the Reeve of Drummond North Elmsley, recently acclaimed to another term. How many terms is that for you now, sir?
This will be three. Back in 8 years ago, I was acclaimed to the seat of councillor, and 4 years ago, I was acclaimed as as Reeve. And then this term, put my name in again, and nobody against me. So this would be my third term, being acclaimed.
And, you know, speaking of being acclaimed, obviously people in Drummond North Elmsley are happy with the leadership group that is in place. Everyone has been acclaimed on council.
Yes, three councillors, a deputy Reeve, and myself. Now, a little bit of history on that. Excuse me. All five of us have at least 50 years living in the township. So I think they have the grasp of what goes on in our township and what's needed. And they know a lot of people in the township. So maybe that's one of the reasons that everybody got acclaimed. Maybe the taxpayers are happy. I know we're the second lowest tax rate in the county. That's helpful too. And to get there, it's not just the council. It's the previous councils. It's the staff. We got a good team running there at Drummond North Elmsley, and I think people are confident that we're doing a good job, and maybe that's why we're in there. Now, I know there's trends where people are saying they don't want to worry about politics, or they're not interested, or it's too much time. But anyway, our current five have stepped up to the table again, and we're happy to serve again.
I think if people were upset enough, they'd run, and it's probably a good thing that people haven't done that, and it is, as you say, a vote of confidence for your current group. When it comes to you, how have you made the transition? I know it's been a few years now from public service, as a first responder, because we all know that you're a firefighter, and into that public service, that leadership role. How has that been for you over the years, sir?
It's been fairly simple. I worked for the town of Perth for 36 years on one side of the council table, taking direction from council and all that sort of stuff. And I kept that always in the back of my mind. And I thought, well, back in 2014, I'd run for council in the township I lived in, Drummond North Elmsley, in the Drummond ward. And it was great. I knew a lot of the happenings of how meetings worked, how taxation worked, how budgets worked, all that sort of thing. I think some people run just for a single issue in their own township, maybe to get their road paved, or they got kids who are going to build a new rink or stuff like that. There's 75 other issues you have to be worried about all the time. It's zoning and planning and building inspection and plowing roads and staff and all that sort of stuff. So you got to go in with an open mind and know you're representing the whole 8,000 people of your community. You have to work with your neighbors. We have great cost-sharing agreements with Perth and Smith Falls regarding recreational facilities. We're not going to build a new rink and a new pool in Drummond North Elmsley, but we'll pay our fair share to have our residents, children, be able to use those recreation facilities. So, like I say, you got to go in with an open mind and be knowledgeable of what's going on in your own municipality, but as well as the other ones beside you, too.
This was a real interesting term of office, and that's probably putting it mildly. You and I spoke a few times over the course of the pandemic, and like several other communities in Lanark County, being in Drummond North Elmsley wasn't too bad over the course of the pandemic. Things were already pretty much spread out, and it was easy to maintain that aspect of what we were being told to do. What are some of the accomplishments, you know, not necessarily pandemic related, but some of the accomplishments of council over the past 4 years that you're most proud of?
Our biggest thing, and the biggest thing the township's ever done, we rebuilt the whole 15 kilometers of Tennyson Road, which is a $5 million project. When you say that it's $5 million, it only cost the taxpayers about $1 million. We had some money in the bank. We got federal and provincial grants. Our staff are very good at getting grant money to offset some of the costs. We've hired a new treasurer. We've hired a new planner. We replaced bridges on Buttermilk Hill and Armstrong Road. You might see around some of the communities we've installed speed signs. So when you come into the communities of Rita Ferry and Balderson, you'll see a flashing speeding sign. We get lots of calls on speeding issues, so we went ahead and did that initiative. We changed all our street lights to LED. We've replaced fire trucks, plow trucks. Our staff asked us to do a wage review, and we brought them up to almost bang on with our neighboring municipalities. We've hired a new deputy fire chief at the Drummond North Elms Lehigh Valley Fire Service. We've donated to the hospitals in 2021. I think we donated 90,000 last year. We donated exactly 1% of our tax, which was 45,000. Now we're trying to spearhead some funding from the province. We think the hospitals should be funded by our provinces and not our municipalities. We signed new cost sharing agreements for recreation with Perth and Smith Falls. We bought more land around our buffer zones in the landfill area to make sure we have safe distances there. We're working on cell phone and internet service. We're trying to lobby the major carriers to put more towers in some of our subdivisions and stuff that have very poor interconnectivity. So we've been busy. We've had a few staff changes. Nobody's left the Scruntle. We've had two or three retirements. But no, we're still out there with our boots on the ground trying to make our residents happy and taxpayers spend the value of their dollar for them.
A lot of positives in there for sure. Anything that you wish you could have accomplished that you didn't? Because that's quite the list. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, we were busy. Going forward, some things we're going to be doing. Again, we have another fire truck to buy. We have another plow truck to buy. That seems to be a regular occurrence. We have a new grader we're looking at. Road work. Every year, there's miles and miles of road work at the municipal level, as well as the county level, too. We're building a new Ferguson Falls hall in the village or hamlet of Ferguson Falls. There's an old hall there. It's sunk into the ground. The rafters are starting to break and all that sort of stuff. So, again, staff, they applied for a grant. They received almost $800,000 in funding to replace the Ferguson Falls Hall. We think the little hamlet there still needs their identity, and they need this hall to be replaced so they can have their weddings, their funeral luncheons, their dance classes, their hoedowns, I call them, on Sunday afternoons. That's the nucleus of their little hamlet there, and that's why council's supporting that. And staff did a great job obtaining grant monies for that. We just had a shovel turning a couple of Fridays ago, so we're going full force there. We're putting a new salt sand shed in the Drummond site at the Drummond garage. We have two senior staff. Our CAO and our public works director are ready to retire within the next year, so we have some jobs coming up in the new year. Climate change, we'll work on that. I think some people think we don't do enough on climate change, but Tay Valley's done some stuff on climate change. The county's done some stuff on the climate change. Town of Perth's done stuff. We're not going to hire a consultant and tell us what we have to do with climate change. We're going to read their three plans and save some money and pick the major things that we're going to do to make our world a little more reliable and environmentally friendly. So there's a lot of stuff right now. Instead of going knocking on doors for election votes, we've started a new economic development committee, and our councillors are going around and knocking on 15 businesses each. So we'll have about 60 businesses we're going to talk to about how are things going. Did the pandemic hurt you? Is it really true that you can't get staff? Do you need help from the municipality? How can we help you out? So, while the candidates are knocking on doors, we are too, to see how our existing customers are doing. Whenever somebody comes in new to the township, a new business, and I've given out five plaques in the last, month, we welcome in the community. How are you doing? Our door's open. Here's our card. If you have a problem, give us a call. So we're there to help the taxpayer. We're there to help the business person. We're there to help the new businesses welcome our community. So I think we're on a pretty good track, and I think our taxpayers are appreciative of that. And maybe that's one of the initiatives why we're here and we're going to be here for another 4 years.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're refreshing a lot, but at the same time, you're respecting history. You're respecting the individual hamlets and the identities that they have established over the years. And it also sounds to me like you're really taking, I think, a wise step when it comes to your environmental plan, taking a look at neighboring communities, seeing what they're doing, because it can't be all that different from what you need to do.
Yeah, so we're not going to reinvent the wheel and hire a $50,000 consultant to tell us that we have to change our street lights and buy an electric car and reduce emissions and stuff like this. We're taking all those high points off our neighbors. And when you're a reeve or deputy reeve, you sit on county council. There's a great team of climate change experts there. They have all sorts of ideas. They've received awards. They're always being asked to do presentations on what the county's doing for climate change. So we use the resources of the county a lot, and true enough, your municipal taxes pay for the county level stuff too. So we don't believe we should be spending money out of the normal to get information that's already there. We've already paid for it at a different level. So we'll take those initiatives and put them into our plan and do our deed for the for lowering emissions and stuff like that, and try to get climate change matched with everybody else. So.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty exciting term, just like the last one was. There's so much accomplished by the council in Drummond North Elmsey, and of course the staff. I know how proud you are of the staff in the township as well, the people of the township too. Lots of collaboration going on in Drummond North Elmsey, and it sounds like that's going to continue for the next 4 years.
Yeah, like I said, if I get four phone calls a day, three of them are probably on zoning and can I build a house here and a granny suite. So our new planner, he's been in there about a year and a half now. He's great with the public and he's always trying new initiatives. We have to redo our official plan this year. So what we've done is taken all the plans or applications that we've turned down over the last 4 years because of the official plan going back probably 10 years, and saying, can we tweak this new official plan to accommodate more people? We're running out of lands to sever off and build homes on, so our planner's working on that. Our tax collector, she works with the people. We know people are in hard times. We don't just phone them up and say, we're going to take your house away. Let's get on to a payment plan here and get your taxes paid. And it's only $30 a week or something. Let's get them paid. We don't want to do foreclosures. Our building inspector works with the contractors. I haven't heard anything bad about a building inspection services. You hear horror stories all over the province about stuff going on. So we're very competent, very proud of our staff, the way they help our taxpayers and work with our taxpayers and find solutions for them. So council can do a lot of stuff, but I just think the major thing is if you have a good staff, they're going to look after the township. We're just there to guide them and come up with new policies and procedures, and they'll implement them. But I give our staff a hand shake and a pat on the back because they do a great job for us.
Fantastic. I love the idea too of taking a look at past requests and using those to help shape the official plan moving forward. Speaking of moving forward, it sounds like it's definitely a lot of good things going on in Drummond North Elmsley. I do want to extend my thanks, Steve. You've always been very generous with your time for Lake 88. We appreciate that, and today is no different. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Was there anything that you wanted to leave our listeners with?
No, I want to thank all the residents of Drummond North Elmsley for being confident in acclaiming all of our councillors and Deputy Reeve and my position as well. So it's a vote of confidence, and we'll certainly remember that. And no, we thank you for that, and hopefully all five of us will come to the table again and work for you, the taxpayer, and that's what we're there for.
Steve Fournier is the Reeve, once again acclaimed of Drummond North Elmsley Township. He's been our guest today on In Focus. Once again, Steve, thank you so much. I look forward to our next conversation.
Anytime, Bob. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.